This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Like much of the state, there's been a sharp spike in COVID cases in El Paso County. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says it has seen 5,000 cases in the last week.
A post-holiday surge in cases is definitely real in El Paso County. 23% of tests are coming back positive. It's the steepest infection rate change the county has seen during the entire pandemic. The good news is at the same time, deaths and hospitalizations seem to be trending downward. 63% of eligible residents in El Paso County have been fully vaccinated against COVID, compared to 70% statewide. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Many residents have been allowed home near the Marshall Fire burn zone, but numerous closures are still in place. Authorities in Louisville say they will soon set up a pass system to get people past police barricades where they're allowed. Residents can get those passes at the Ascent Community Church in Louisville, but access to some areas is still restricted to only fire crews. Colorado Mesa University's head football coach is leaving the program after two seasons. Tremaine Jackson was the program's first Black head coach, and he and his team participated in racial justice efforts. In December, he told CPR News that he believes there's less racism in Mesa County than when he first arrived.
I've seen it firsthand, just from me going to Texas Roadhouse and the approach that I get there. Part of it is because we won some football games, too. But before we played a game, while we were in the abbreviated season, people approached us and it was more open and it was just a different feeling.
Coach Jackson now moves on to Valdosta State in Georgia. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up, it's Here and Now.